private investors want return on their money, 5%, 7%, 6%, 10%, whatever it is. They're usually investing somebody else's money, and that person has given it to them only because they promised to provide a return. So when private investors invest in public projects, they have terms that they invest on. They want a period of time, they want guarantees, or they want everything to be contracted in advance. It's a financial transaction, typically. And government just doesn't do complex financial transactions very well, whether it's infrastructure or anything else. It's just not what government is most experienced in doing. When somebody shows up and says, I have $10 billion to invest in American infrastructure, how do I do it? They've got to find somebody on the government side that is willing to engage with them on terms that they can understand and accept around deals. You can't just show up and say, I want to buy or invest in a bridge, and then it gets done. It just doesn't work that way. Governments, with all the goodwill in the world, can try to get it done, but complicated big transactions take a long time to negotiate, and governments change over, politics change, people lose interest. The private sector and the public sector government don't speak the same language. And just like anybody else trying to do business when they don't speak the same language, you need more interpreters, you need better interpreters, and a place to meet in the middle. It happens, but it's just hard to do.